Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
As promoted earlier, Rob Center, our fabulous producer, is back, so we very much appreciate him helping to make sure that all the pieces fall together nicely this morning. So we thank him for his help and hard work, and he's going to make sure that when you go to WKOK.com later this morning, you will be able to find our interviews posted online. In the studio with us now, the Democratic Commissioner candidate in Union County, Stacey Richards, is here. She lives in Lewisburg, Harvard-educated, Bucknell University graduate, and came from Grove City, Pennsylvania, right?
I did. Good morning, Mark. It's so nice to be with you always. Yes, I grew up in Mercer County, which is a lot like Union County, only it's in the western part of the state, and it's Appalachia. But, and home to Grove City College, lots of agriculture, lots of small businesses, lots of local economy. So it was not when I came to Bucknell back in the 1970s, I felt right at home.
All right. Well, you are here now, Lewisburg resident, former CEDA-COG employee, but you've always been a consultant. Tell me about your consulting business.
I began consulting in my consulting business in 1998, and it mostly focused on strategic management for pollution prevention, and while becoming very wealthy as you reduced the cost of pollution. It was something that I'd done.
You want other people to become wealthy. You
oh, yeah, no.
Personally, very wealthy.
I'm a little bit too public service oriented to really reap massive profits. I kept my costs down. But it's what I had done at the Department of Environmental Protection. I'd been appointed by Governor Tom Ridge to change the culture in Pennsylvania away from managing pollution to preventing pollution. And I had no regulatory or legislative mandate, couldn't force anybody to do it. And we were really quite successful. Some of the work that DEP does now is because of that activity for several years. It was a good idea. And it meant, you know, just taking a lot of toxics out of particularly the industrial process. But also, a huge focus was on energy reduction, because just producing energy is massively contributing to our greenhouse gases. And it's sending money up the smokestack.
Right, CEDA-COG Energy Center. How long were you employed there?
Well, I returned to Lewisburg in 2003 to found that organization, and I left when the program closed in 2017. So for 15, 16 years. And the purpose was to have our region become a center for energy efficiency and renewable energy technology and expertise. That means that there was a lot of education required, technical assistance, training of our local workforce, and what resulted is millions of dollars in our region now being saved by hospitals and churches and businesses and residents and fire departments because they learned the skills, and we created through the program a lot of trained local workforce to be able to meet the new demand.
When you were involved in the New Berlin project, where you helped the whole town literally door to door go and talk about how to save, I think electricity was the focus, or was it
all
energy?
Well, no, it was actually all energy. Funny, the first place that I went to think I'd identified New Berlin as just the right size and just the right housing mix and manufacturing and schools and not-for-profits to see if it was possible to take an entire community and have them reduce their energy use and retain a lot of wealth. The first stop was the county commissioners, Union County commissioners, and I explained the idea, and they said, yeah, let's try this. And PPL was a massive partner, as were many. But it wasn't just the residents, although every resident was allowed to have a free energy audit, but also the yoga center, the manufacturing in town, the fire department participated in this, and they got energy audits, and they understood exactly what they needed to do to invest, if they needed to invest at all, in energy reduction in order to significantly reduce their energy costs. So the result was, the documented result was, that 5 years after that project ended in 2012, New Berlin as a community had saved $1 million in energy use over that, and they're still saving money because of that. So I didn't pay attention. I don't pay attention to the costs of energy. I pay attention to how much people are using, because when you reduce the amount you use, then of course you're going to reduce your costs.
So now you're running for Union County Commissioner. Tell me about your campaign.
You know, it's, Mark, it's funny. The In the summer of 2019, the word began to seep out that John Chowers was not going to run again, and it was a Republican woman, well regarded in our community, who suggested that I run for his seat. So I took about 4 months to begin to look through the lens of a county commissioner's interaction with the community for all the different activities I'm involved in and my friends are involved in. And by the end of 2018, I realized that I had the skills and the knowledge and the experience to be county commissioner. I thought about other people who might do as well as I did, and I just felt that I was up there at the top. That, yes, I wasn't always here, but I worked on legislation at the federal and state level. I was in government leadership roles at all levels of government. I understood economic development, community development, natural resources protection. But more importantly, I usually did things through collaboration. I never used money as the way that I was going to get something accomplished. And here in Union County in particular, I believe that the public-private partnerships and the understanding of how people can work together and organizations can work together to solve problems, that's what I have always had as my principal method of either starting initiatives, solving problems, moving people forward. That's what I've done.
If elected, what will you have to address? What are the big issues?
Well, as I've traveled around, I am just delighted at how happy people have been with the continuity and the professionalism and the collaborative approach that the county commissioners have taken. So there's no big issue that I'm running on, but things that are cropping up are, and the current commissioners have started it, is broadband. When I was in New Berlin and we were doing energy audits, or the staff were doing energy audits, they needed to leave New Berlin in order to download reports to be able to hand to the residents, because there was no broadband. So a lot of our county, just because of the topographical challenges, don't have broadband. So the commissioners began it. The new commissioners will finish it. But I appreciate the focus that the commissioners have put on the economic impacts, the infrastructure needs, all it was going to take to bring more broadband more widely into the county, but more importantly, what huge impacts it's going to have for those that are now going to have access to it. So Great Stream Commons also is cropping up. That's been on a lot of people's radar for a long time. We finally have some, at least a private sector sale for the privately owned land there, and I believe that we're heading in the right direction with Great Streams Commons, and one of the objectives is to fill that place with businesses.
Just a couple minutes left. Continuity going to be important, making sure that John Shower's absence isn't going to be horribly missed?
Oh, that's true, and also John Mathias's. Without a doubt, we're going to have two new commissioners at least. And yeah, continuity is important. So when I won the primary, I began to attend the weekly working sessions. I've been a commissioner in training for months now, to try to understand really what it is that the county commissioners do, how they put the budget together, what they work with daily, what they do for the community. And it's just more belief that really I can do this job, and I really look forward to doing this job. I've got what it takes, and continuity is important. The collaboration, you know, moving forward and continuing to focus on things that the commissioners have done is going to be really critical.
All right, a closing comment, and how can people get more information?
Well, they should go to get more information, particularly about your voting location, if you don't know it, is to go to vote411.org, which is will provide every polling place. You just tap in your address. Also, the League of Women Voters...
Voter's Guide.
Thank you. How could I forget that? It will be available outside every polling place and in most businesses and organizations through tomorrow. So the important thing is, no matter who you are or what your political persuasion is or where you are, this is a very important election. This is at the local level where your neighbors are going to represent you. And I think it's even every bit as important as the presidential.
Stacey Richards, thank you so much.
Oh, Mark, thank you.
ElectStacey.net, her website.